Hey friends, it's good to be with you again. My name is Ricky James, a senior pastor here at First United Methodist Church in Clinton, and we're grateful that you're here with us, whether you're listening at Supertalk FM or watching us from home. Today's a great day of worship as we continue in a new sermon series for the month of January called Seek and Serve. We're committing ourselves in this new year to seek after Jesus with all that we are and all that we have, and to serve others in His name. Today we're talking about a marker, a moment in the life of our discipleship that redefines who we are as those who seek Jesus and serve others. We call it baptism. And whether you grew up in a tradition that celebrated baptism and talked about it a lot, or if you've never heard that word, I hope that you stay and listen to us today as we talk together about we who are baptized and how we're called to seek Jesus and to serve others. Welcome to worship.
Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come just as I am. Rid my soul of one dark blot, to thee whose blood can cleanse each spot, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am, I come, O Lamb of God. Just as I am, I come, O Lamb of God, I come, now to be thine and thine alone, O Lamb of God, I come, O Lamb of God.
Join me now in affirming our faith using the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he arose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
You know, friends, with every new year, we get an opportunity to start some new habits, some new routines, some new rhythms. And whatever your resolutions this year, I hope they also include giving, being generous. And whether that's supporting people in need or giving through a charity, when we give, we can make a difference in other people's lives. So maybe you should consider a new routine, and that's by supporting the ministries here at First United Methodist Church. When you give, you help people not only here in Clinton, but literally around the world. So I want to encourage you to give this year. And you can do that in a lot of different ways. You can do that right now, safely and securely, online at firstmethodistclinton.org/giving. You can mail your gift to 100 Mount Salis Road here in Clinton, or drop it off the next time you're near the church over here on Highway 80 and Mount Salis. We'd love to see you. Stop on by anyway. However you give, in this new year, remember, you make an eternal difference.
They buried me beneath the water. Then I rose again. Well, you know my dad was a preacher man. I walked the aisle and I took his hand. He said, son, just do the best you can and say the words. I believe He is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Through the years, I barely fell. I mostly dove right in. I drank so deep from the shallow well, only to thirst again. Well, I sang the hymns at the summer camp, and then I rocked and rolled with a lousy band. Then I heard a song that took my hand and led me home. I believe He is the Christ, the Son of the living God. I believe He is the Christ, the Son of the living God. All I know is that I was blind, but now I see. Though I kick and scream, love is leading me. And every step of the way, His grace is making me. With every breath I breathe, saving me, and I believe, oh, I believe. So when my body's weak and the day is long, when I feel my faith is all but gone, I'll remember when I sing this song that I believe. I believe He is the Christ, the Son of the living God. I believe He is the Christ, the Son of the living God. My Lord, my Savior. My Lord, my Savior, I believe.
Good morning, boys and girls. I'm glad you're joining us today. I'm Miss Nikki, and I'm going to spend a few moments with you today. What are some important things that we should do every day? Some of those things for me are get good sleep, brush your teeth, read your Bible, eat good meals, pray, and doing things with your friends, like playing and having fun. Now, I want you to imagine that you were one of the very first Christians ever. And if you invited Jesus into your heart and you were baptized, you might have asked yourself, what should I do now? The Bible says that the very first Christians began to find each other and group together, and they formed the very first church. And today, we're going to look at what church is and what Jesus wanted it to be. So first, I need to ask you, what is the church? And the church isn't a building at all. The church is a group of people who love God and want to learn together how to live God's way. And the church is people who want to learn together and work with one another and to know one another and help one another. People who love Jesus and have the same goals. When the first group of Christians began to group together, they did some things that were really important. So today we're going to discover what those things are, because those are the same things that we want to do too. So we're going to remember those important things by remembering one word, church. So let's break that down. Let's start with the letter C. When the first Christians got together, the Bible tells us that they ate together. You know, when you sit around the table and you tell stories about your day, and you listen to one another and get to know your friends really well over a meal? Well, that's what the first church did. They ate together a lot. So to help you remember what the first church did and what we should do, C stands for cake and ice cream. They ate together. The next letter is H. When the first Christians got together, the Bible tells us that they listened to the teachers talk about the Bible. They learned how to live God's way by hearing people teach from the Bible. Kind of like you're doing today, but not always on a Sunday. Many times when they met together, they heard about Jesus' words and stories all about him. So H stands for hearing. And next is the letter U. When the first Christians got together, the Bible tells us that they prayed together. They talked to God together and they prayed for one another. So to help you remember what the first church did and what we should do too, is the letter U stands for you pray, I pray, we pray. Next is the letter R. When the first Christians got together, the Bible tells us that they reached out to other people in their city, sharing the good news about Jesus and helping the needs in their city. They wanted everyone to know about Jesus, so they reached out and they told them. So to help you remember what the first church did and what we should do too, R stands for reaching out to others. And the next letter is C again. And when the first Christians got together, the Bible tells us that they cared for each other and they shared everything that they owned with each other. If you were sick, I would come and care for you. If you needed help, I would care and come help. If you needed to use something that I owned, I would share it with you. So to help you remember what the first church did and what we should do too, that C stands for caring and sharing. And next is the letter H. And the first Christians just liked to get together. And they knew they would be together, they could encourage one another, help make each other strong, become really awesome friends to each other. They called this fellowship, but for our lesson today, we'll call it hanging out. So to help you remember what the first church did and what we should do too, this H stands for hanging out. So let's review what church is all about. C is for cake and ice cream. They ate together. H is for hearing and learning. U is for you pray, I pray, we pray. R is for reaching out to others. C is for caring and sharing. And H is for hanging out. That all sounds pretty good. I think we can do all those things, don't you? And by doing those things, we will be the church too, just like the first Christians, and that's important. Let's pray together. Dear Jesus, we thank you for this day and we thank you for our friends. Help us to remember to do these important things so we can show others what it means to be the church too. In your name we pray, amen.
Would you join me now in praying to our Lord using the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray? Saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us for our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
I still vividly remember the first time that I gave our son Henry his first bath when he was just a little baby. We did all the things that new parents do for those real first milestone events. We gave him his bath in the bathroom sink, propped up on a specially designed wedge that we had purchased from Babies R Us for the low price of $68. I remember we had the carefully prepped the fragrance and dye-free shampoo that was labeled tear-free, guaranteed to make your baby's bath time tear-free. My father-in-law was in the doorway with the iPhone 1, to record this milestone event in Henry's life. We were so excited, so happy, so proud. And then I remember scooping up a handful of warm but not too hot water to begin dousing him in the bath time. And as soon as the water touched his head, he screamed bloody murder. He turned that bright red, you know, like that tomato red, that angry, you know, almost like he couldn't even catch his breath. He was so mad. He screamed for the next hour and a half, long after the bath time was over. I'll never forget it. Not even because we have video evidence, but simply that moment not only scarred Henry, I think it scarred me. Now, he kind of got over bath time and maybe even sometimes enjoys it from now and again. But the thing is, any newborn has to realize that if you want to get clean, you got to take a bath. Today, we're talking about baptism. We're talking about how, as Christians, we all participate in this fundamental act of taking a bath, of letting the water roll over us. And in so doing, getting clean. In the book of Acts, which is the story of the birth of the early church, the writer Luke, who wrote the Gospel of Luke and continues the story in the book of Acts, tells about the moment that we call Pentecost, where the Holy Spirit comes upon the first apostles and the Spirit empowers the church, this newborn body of believers called the church, empowers them by the gift of the Spirit. Luke then tells how Peter, who is kind of the chief disciple, the number one apostle at this moment, how after the Pentecost moment, when the Holy Spirit descends, he stands up and gives the very first Christian sermon, proclaiming who Jesus is and what he has done and what the power of the Spirit can do in the life of the community. He preaches this sermon, and then we're told that the people in Jerusalem who hear this sermon, they shout out to Peter in response, "Well, what should we do?" I love that. Peter preaches his heart out, and the people ask, "Well, then, what are we supposed to do about that?" Peter responds, "Turn to Jesus and be baptized." That simple command that Peter gives to the people in Jerusalem that day, "Seek Jesus and be baptized." That command is still the command for us, we who would be Jesus' disciples today. We become disciples of Jesus, we who are seeking after Him, through this particularly unique act that we call baptism. And in baptism, there are three important things that happen to us. First, we get a new name. Second, we get a new family. And third, we get a new mission. And I want to talk about all three of those things just briefly today. As we are seeking after Jesus, seeking to follow Him as our Lord, we are then asked to be baptized, to receive this new name, to receive this new family, and to take on a new mission in our life. So first, that new name. You know, every time that we baptize a child in our tradition, we ask the parents or the sponsors, what name is given to this child? It's actually a holdover from a really old tradition where people wouldn't tell the name of their child until the baptism, and they would announce it to the church, the name of the child that day. And so we kind of hold on to that tradition by asking them, what's the name that you're going to call this child? But beyond simply the name that you have spent months picking out, there really is a naming that happens in baptism. Every person who is baptized receives a new name, the name Christian. And this name means little Christ. Isn't that interesting? Christ, Christos, means anointed one. Jesus is the Christ, the anointed one. And then we who are baptized into Jesus, we become little anointed ones, Christians. We take on the name of Jesus Christ. We become renamed into this new reality that we are now sons and daughters of the Father. This is what Peter says in Acts chapter 2, verse 38. This is his invitation. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, so that your sins may be forgiven, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For this promise is for you, for your children, and for all who are far away, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to Him. See, baptism brings us into relationship with Jesus Christ. We are baptized into His name, and it's through Him that our sins are forgiven, that we are water washed and spirit born. We take a bath and we come out clean. And God looks on each of us and calls us by a new name, my child. And it's not only a new name, we get a new family. Those who are baptized into Christ become part of His body, this fellowship of forgiven sinners struggling to become saints. And our family, like any family, has a certain group of practices that we do together as family, some traditions that we have in this new family. We've just finished the Christmas and New Year's season. I'm sure that you experienced a lot of traditions around Christmas and New Year's, maybe going to your grandmother's house to eat dinner, maybe exchanging gifts on Christmas Day, maybe having a certain type of food that you eat together every New Year. You have traditions in your family, and our family, the family of Jesus, we have some traditions. And Peter lets us in on that as soon as he finishes his sermon here. Luke continues to tell us in the next verse. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. So right after Peter tells them the story of Jesus, and they say, what do we do? And he says, repent and be baptized. This is promises for you and for your children, for everyone that the Lord will call. And then we're told what this new family does. They devote themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship. They break bread and they pray. Those four simple acts are part of our family tradition. We commit ourselves, we who have received a new name, those who are seeking Jesus and are now called as His children or His disciples, we then commit ourselves first to the apostles' teaching, which is just another way to talk about the Bible, the Word of God, the teaching of the church. We commit ourselves to surrounding that teaching, to study, to learn, and allow that teaching to teach us. Second, we commit ourselves to the breaking of bread, to the sacrament of Holy Communion, to the idea of feasting together. And whether that takes place with little cups and wafers or big loaves of bread, however we practice it, we commit to observing the feast of heaven. Third, we commit ourselves to the prayers. And by this, the early church meant corporate worship, gathering together on a regular basis with other believers to pray and sing to God. And then don't forget, they committed themselves to fellowship, to living life together, to supporting and encouraging one another, to be there on the good days, and to hold on to each other in the bad days. You know, there are a lot of things the churches do, a lot of good things. But these basic things, these simple acts, that's what really makes a church. Committing itself to the apostles' teaching, committing itself to observing the sacraments, committing itself to worship, and fellowshipping and doing life together. That's our family tradition. And we who seek Jesus, who seek to be called by His name, who seek to live in the family that He has formed, these are our core practices. All the other things that churches do, all the other things that we practice, those can be good things. But these things are what make us a family. And then finally, in baptism, we get a new mission. We who've been called by a new name and gathered into a new family, we are given a mission. Let's keep reading in Acts, the very next verse. Awe came upon everyone because many wonders and signs were being done by the apostles. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all as any who had need. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. So did you notice what this new family with this new name, these people who sought Jesus with all that they are, do you see what they did, the right thing they did next? They served all who were in need. I love that. In response to what God had done for them, they served others. And it's important to note the order that this happened. It's clear that they're not doing this to earn God's love or to earn His forgiveness. They already received that as a free gift in baptism. But instead, they serve others in response for what God has done for them. They seek Jesus and serve others because that's their mission. That's who they are. As the body of Christ, the people of God, this family of faith, seeking Jesus and serving others. Luke then tells us one final piece of information for this brand new church. At the very end of this passage, he writes this, "And day by day, the Lord added to their number those who were being saved." It's really as simple as that. That when we seek after Jesus with all that we are, and we serve other people with all that we have, the result is growth. The result is that more people come to know Jesus and seek after Him. More people join the family of faith. More people join the mission. And through these two simple acts, seeking Jesus and serving others, the world is changed forever. So today, friends, I want to talk to two different groups really quickly. First, those of you who have been baptized. I want to encourage you in this new year to recommit yourself, to take hold of this name that you've been given, to live and embrace this family that you've been brought into, and to recommit yourself to this mission, to seek Jesus and serve others. Because that's how God changes the world. But now to the other group, those of you who've never been baptized, who've never taken that step of faith. What if this year is the year that you receive that gift that God wants to offer you? You're listening, so clearly you've been seeking. And maybe now you're ready to receive the gift that Jesus has prepared for you. The gift of a new name. The gift of a new family. The opportunity to join in a new mission. To work with God, serving others, seeking after His Son Jesus, and changing the world. If you're interested, I'd love to talk more with you about that. But even now, you can ask God. God, I want this new name. I want this new family. I want this new mission. Seek Jesus. Serve others. And in so doing, not only will you be changed, but even the world around you will be changed as well. Amen. Well, friends, you have an opportunity this week to seek after Jesus and to serve others in His name. You get to make a difference in the world. So go forth seeking Jesus, serving others, and changing lives. Amen.